Time to shoot the breeze. Alex Chelios from the bigsmoke.com.au. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very, very well. How are things up Sydney way? What are you in, 11 weeks of lockdown now?
I feel like, yeah, something like that.
But you never really go out of your little palatial pad on Sydney Harbour, so, you know, no difference to you.
We all are suffering in some way.
I'm just trying to lighten the load and give you a little bit of a laugh, Alex Chelios. Hashtag, you just got to laugh. Look, I know you're doing okay. We're in touch fairly regularly over the course of each and every week. And the little lad and lady of the household, they're looking after you, aren't you? Aren't they?
Yeah, I'm being very looked after by my little nurses.
Yes, absolutely. Speaking of nursing, hospital bills can be very stressful, Alex Chelios. So one man decided to create, wait for it, his own x-ray machine after receiving a massive hospital bill. Please explain.
So this is a guy in the US who received a hospital bill of around $69,000.
Wow.
And so what he did was he recovered from surgery, and then he decided, well, I'm going to actually go through the equipment required for an x-ray machine to be created, and I'm going to create my own. And he did so, and it meant that the insurance company was able to offset the charges, and an interventional radiologist even said that it was actually a pretty good machine. Even though it was nowhere near the standard of image you'd receive in a hospital. But he said that he was impressed, and it sort of wasn't too bad as a CT scan.
Well, I mean, you can make pretty much anything nowadays. Just get some instructions off the internet. 3D printer will help you out. And why not an x-ray machine, eh?
It makes sense. I mean, no one recommends that you use your x-ray machine for anything medical, but it was a fun thing to do.
No, but it could be a good fun thing to have in the bedroom, depending on what sort you've built.
Okay. Yes.
Everyone jokes. Just jokes, Alex. Just jokes. Everyone jokes about how Macca's ice cream machines are always broken. But now the reason why is actually being investigated by, wait for it, the Federal Trade Commission. Again, Alex Chelios, please explain.
Okay, so, you know, yeah, as you said, a lot of people are constantly complaining about the fact that Macca's ice cream machines are out of order, and also the slurping machines seem to also be out of order all the time. In the US, the Federal Trade Commission are actually going to investigate this to see why this is occurring so often. So they're looking into whether or not it's an issue that the franchises who are reportedly complaining about in terms of the machines being in the automated heat cleaning cycle not working very well. And they're worried about whether or not it's impacting commercially all the franchise owners and their stores. So, you know, they're saying that the machines are so useless that a repair technician has to constantly come. I mean, there's an argument to be made that has been created that way for whatever reason. Is it the particular model? So, there's a bit of a conspiracy around that.
Well, here's my conspiracy theory. And and I'm probably way offline here, way out of line as well. This could be improper trading. So I go into Macca's and all I want is a cone with ice cream in it. And they say, oh, sorry, the machine's broken. And I end up spending $57 on other things.
That's part of the question around it. Like, is it the machine? Or is it done for commercial reasons?
Yeah. All right, to wrap up this morning, vaccination passports, they're quickly becoming a thing, but so are fake vaccine cards. They're quickly becoming a thing, aren't they?
Yeah, this is a big concern. Now, a woman in New Jersey was caught trying to sell fake COVID-19 vaccination cards at $273 a pop. And basically it was a scammer that would use a bogus card buyer's name, and then they would feed that into the vaccination database. So that's a big concern. In Australia, we've seen a number of influencers who are promoting anti-vax views and saying that they will be happy to buy a fake vaccine card. So it's definitely a concern. It is something to be aware of. But it was also funny that a 24-year-old woman in Illinois in the U.S. actually got busted for faking the vaccination card. And the reason she got busted was she missed the Moderna on her own card. She spelled it Moderna, M-A-D-E-R-N-A, and it was very easy to pick up that this woman woman does not know what she's talking about. And it was a fake vaccination.
She was on a good thing until she got grammatically caught out.
Trying to spell is overwhelming.
Alex Chelios, lovely to shoot the breeze, catch up on all those stories and more at thebigsmoke.com.au. And just a word of caution before we wrap up today, Alex. When and if your man from New York gets to come down under and visit you, beware if he's got an X-ray machine with him, all right?
Oh, he has more than an X-ray machine with him.
Have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au. Very soon, party people, we're going to give you the chance to play the 3BA Eliminator.